Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon on Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, let's go, stinking genius.
Go, big boy. Let's go. How was your Thanksgiving?
Good, good. How was your solo Thanksgiving, your bachelor Thanksgiving?
Was it was good? Rough. It was rough.
Really?
Yeah, it was real rough.
What made it rough? You were home alone? No one bothering you?
Nobody was bothering me.
You hit your pick of the decade, your lock of the decade?
I did hit that. But you know what? My wife didn't cook any food.
Well,
so I thought I would just go out. I thought I would just go out, pick something up. The 24-hour McDonald's was even closed on Thursday.
Well, yeah. I mean, don't you want those people to spend time with their families?
Yeah.
Is it all about Arnie?
Can't they open up 1 hour out of the 24 hours? Like, come on now. Just close 23 and a half hours a day. I mean, come on.
I have no sympathy for you. And let me explain why.
Why?
Because I told you that you needed to get something. You're like, stuffing. I got stuffing. That's all I need.
Yeah, that gets old after a while. After eating like 5 straight days of stuffing, you're like, I think I had enough of that now. I'm pretty good on that. I ran out of Frosted Flakes. Now I don't know what I'm going to do now. I guess I could have always gone to the market, but I still have my Honey Nut Cheerios, so I still got that going.
You got milk?
Yeah, a little.
There you go.
Yeah.
You got a meal, man. You got Honey Nut Cheerios and milk. Let's go.
What are you complaining about? If I don't show up next Sunday, send the welfare check for me, would you please?
You know, we're always coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios, TireRack.com. We'll help you get there, an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Now, we got a lot of things to get to, right? We can recap, and I know you had a chance to do this live right here on Thursday night.
Yeah.
The three games. We've had about 24 hours to immerse ourselves in what we learned yesterday, so we'll dive into that. We got a full slate of Week 12 games. We'll talk about must win. We'll talk about teams that might struggle down the stretch, teams that might roll down the stretch. I got hot seat conversations coming up a little bit later on. Really, it's a two-person conversation.
I got my
right
Knicks
now,
up
right?
by two right now with 13 seconds left in the game. I love that.
There you go. I do not have NBA on our slate of topics tonight. You are fired. the first thing I asked Alex Teichert, our technical director, guru of all.
Listen, don't
even engage. I mean, you're not going to win on this one unless you just turn his mic off, right? Because he's going to send you the syrup and the pancakes over the Christmas holiday.
That's true.
So he can treat you like crap the rest of the year. I'm on to you, Arnie Spanier.
Yeah, I know you are.
But the Spurs uniforms, like, I understand going to a different color, right? I mean, we're seeing it with the Lakers tonight. I'm sorry if these are like the city uniforms or if there's some sort of like Native American heritage uniforms. But I guess whenever you go from completely different color scheme than what you're wearing, it does throw me off a little bit. So I'm confused. Are the Lakers playing the Spurs tonight, Arnie? Are they playing Bryant Reeves and the Vancouver Grizzlies this evening?
I've not seen the uniform.
Oh, you haven't?
No, I've not seen that. I mean, come on. You're yelling at me about NBA. I got college basketball on one TV. I'm watching the Knicks on my computer. And on my phone, I've got the Watertown Wolves, my kids' team from the Federal Hockey League. We're late in the third. It's tied up. I mean, I got a lot of things twirling right now. Come on now.
Is he playing?
No, he's just dressed this game. He's not playing. So.
Okay. All right. Is there a chance that he could get in?
What do you think, my kid sucks? What do you think, my kid sucks?
No, I'm just asking. Well, I know that, see, my children did not get their father's athletic ability. But I do know, unfortunately, maybe they did. But I do know that if they were in the middle of something like Shay's in the middle of, and we had to do a show, it'd be really hard for me to focus. So knowing that he's just riding some pine right now, I think we could have a show and be
he's
a little
just,
better.
He's just riding some pine. Maybe he'll play tomorrow. We'll see what happens. But he's just riding pine right now.
So, again, we're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. We have all of that laid out. But, Arnie, are you trying to be like Mr. Soccer all of a sudden here? Today was fun. U.S. worked to a draw with England. I know that everyone is real big on anything that happens in soccer. You've got to find some other sport to compare it to. It's like, oh, you know, the U.S. drawing with England is like a 9 seed, nearly beating a 1 seed in the NCAA tournament. I'm like, can it just be that the U.S. and England played to a draw in soccer? Do we have to have some sort of comparison to it? Can we just watch soccer without, having to be experts on the sports or B, Arnie, not realizing that, hey, this just means they have to do what they were going to have to do going in, which is beat Iran on Tuesday?
No, I understand. You try to compare it to what everybody knows about with American sports. A couple of things about this. If there is no ties, you know what I mean? Because we don't play the ties in sports here in the U.S. But if there was no ties, I would say the USA had a better chance of winning than England. We had a better scoring opportunities. They did handle the ball a lot more than we did. But I thought we were, even at worst, I thought we played a pretty good game. I'm happy with the 0-0 tie. Now all we have to do is beat Iran and we'll go to the next round. I was thoroughly into it. I enjoyed it. I had a good time watching it, even though it was 0-0. I was totally into it. And you know what makes me really love the whole thing is that over in England now they're like, oh, this sucks. You know, we're too good of a team to be tie the US of A. They're bummed about it. So if they're bummed about it, I'm happy. You know,
that's right. If the Brits are bummed, take that. I will say. So I was traveling today, so I had to listen to it, and the only play-by-play call I could get was that so they don't have like a, at least where I was listening and where I found it, Arnie, they didn't have like a specific radio play-by-play call. So they would just have like the TV. And you don't realize how long these broadcasters go without saying anything until you're trying to follow a TV simulcast of soccer. So I spent a lot of time just kind of like staring at the radio, being like, will someone say something? Will you tell me what's going on? I understand that Fox paid a lot of money. And has there ever been anything more promoted, Arnie, than the U.S.-England match during a football game? Oh, my gosh, on Fox. I mean, did Greg Olsen and Kevin Burkhardt, were they reading that promo in their sleep? My goodness, people. It's like, second down and five, Cowboys, before Dak Prescott drops back to pass. Don't forget, U.S. and England coming up tomorrow at 2. I was like, we get it. The World Cup's on Fox tomorrow.
Is there any numbers on that come out yet? I know there was some.
You know what? That's a good question. I haven't seen anything yet. Usually there's like a kind of a fast numbers, but I don't think we'll see that until tomorrow morning. But I bring it up because we do this every 4 years whenever the U.S. is involved, and in this case, eight years since the last time that they played in it. But it reminds me, I dig cheering for the United States and stuff.
I know.
I love it. It might be water polo, but here I am at like 2 a.m. watching Olympic games, and it's Team USA all the way. I don't know a damn thing about this sport, but I'm in, and I don't care what this means for like the long-term view and vision of soccer in the United States. I think we're pretty good, and Pulisic is fun to watch, but Arnie, I'm having a blast with the whole thing. How about this morning? How about early this morning, whatever, Iran beats Wales it's 11 on 10? Yeah. That was great.
I was about to tell you, it's not just the USA games that we're watching. I mean, I'm watching some of the other games also and saw the Saudi Arabia pull off the upset. I mean, I'm just thoroughly enjoying it, even though it seems like a lot of the upsets, big upsets, are coming on in. So that's what I enjoy most about this tournament.
Yeah, and I'll add this too. My day was made. Maybe my whole soccer perspective was made, and we'll have to find the audio. I'm sure Alex Tyshirt can dig it up for us tonight. But did you hear when they talked to the fan, the Iranian fan, after the match? One of the, I guess, national news outlets asked him, you know, it was emotional. I don't think Iran had ever won a game in the World Cup. Mm-hmm. And they asked him, what does this mean for your country? And he said, it's the biggest moment since the Iron Sheik beat Bob Backlund for the WWF heavyweight title. And from that moment, I was like, okay.
Someone tell that guy that's not real, or do you want to ruin it for him?
I'm sorry. Right now.
I'm sorry.
There is a difference between scripted and real.
Spoiler alert, yeah. Sorry.
So, but I guess maybe my point is, A, I'm really enjoying watching Team USA. B, I'm thoroughly enjoying this World Cup. And then I think, C, my big takeaway is we all don't have to be experts on soccer. We don't have to be the smartest guy in the room on the rules. We can learn on the fly. And we also don't have to have like these bombastic takes about what it means for the long-term viability of this as a professional sports. Can it just be that we're enjoying the World Cup?
And I also like the commentary too, not the play-by-play, but when they like go to the halftime with Alexi Lawless and the other one like, oh, it's going to be a low-scoring game. I got 0-0. The other guy's, oh, I got a high-scoring game. I got it 6-5 or something. And I got England winning. I got U.S. It's like they're all over the place. It's not one consistent thing, you know?
It's something else. All right, it's Arnie and Plank. We're sitting in for Jason and Mike on Fox Sports Radio. I just, again, I'm not trying to say anything negative about soccer. I'm not trying to say anything negative about those of you who want to try to make this bigger than it is. It's big. It's fun. I'm into it. But that's all. Like, I don't really know where to go from there, except I want to see the U.S. move on to the knockout rounds on Tuesday. I want to see them beat Iran and signify that, see if they can do anything. I really think it would be fun for me because I'm into this right now, but I think it's cool. I've thoroughly enjoyed. Now, I understand there's political ramifications, and there was this probably shouldn't be played in Qatar, and there was a lot of dirty money that went into this. But is it okay for me to just say I'm having fun with this without having to make that any deeper or go any more in depth on it? Is that
probably
okay?
Probably not. You can get canceled for that, but whatever.
All right,
sorry. Go with it, though. Yeah.
Sorry. All right. I'll try to go a little bit deeper. All right, well, let's focus on what happened today, but with this reminder. We watched college football today, right? You woke up early this morning. You had Texas win over Baylor, which if Kansas State loses to Kansas on Saturday, Arnie, yeah. Texas is going to the Big 12 championship game and probably will end up playing in the Sugar Bowl. You had Tulane, which I know you weren't watching because it's not a Power 5 team.
I was following along.
All right.
Because I know Cincinnati has a home winning streak and they were only like a one-point favorite, so I was kind of curious to see how that was going to turn out.
Well, spoiler alert, Tulane beat them. Yes, so now Tulane is in a really good spot to potentially be that group of five team that goes to a bowl game. And listen, I know they don't have a ton of fans, but it'd kind of be cool to see Tulane in the Sugar Bowl scene.
Not really. That wouldn't be cool at all.
But why not?
Oh, it'd be real cool. That'd be fantastic, right?
Do you know where Tulane is located?
Yeah, down in New Orleans.
Right. Well, you don't think it'd be cool to kind of see Tulane play in the Sugar Bowl in their hometown to see if they can rally the fans around them? You don't like the idea of the quote-unquote little guy getting an opportunity in a major bowl game?
You know, I'm all about the little guy.
No, you're not.
Wow.
You're not all about the little guy.
Look at you.
Here's the thing.
I am, yeah.
You're all about – no, you're not. No, you're not. Because you're mad whenever you get to that second round and you're like, pfft. I got to watch St. Peter's play Monmouth. You're not about the little guy. You like to say, I think this is going to be an upset. But then when you're sitting there watching St. Peter's battle against Wright State, you're like, oh, this sucks. Where's my blue bloods? That's exactly what you're like. Just enjoy an underdog getting an opportunity. And, oh, by the way, it's not going anywhere because when the 12-team playoff expands, you're going to get one of these teams in the playoffs every single year.
Right.
So
no, absolutely. That's exactly. And I'm okay with that, though. That's what expanding the 12-team playoff was for, is to make sure you got that one team that we were keeping out of the 4-team playoff gets into something like that, because they're kind of like, you know, they play the easy schedule and maybe not in a Power 5 conference or something like that. But now they can get on in.
But I guess I don't understand. But I mean, would you rather see like a 4-loss Ole Miss team go to the Sugar Bowl? Would you much rather sit there and be fired up to watch, I don't know, a 5-loss Texas team there? I'm adding losses to everyone's record.
I know that. I know. Yeah.
Is that better for you? Would you feel like that's a better team because it's a bad version of a brand?
You know, but Chris, though, if I told you, I said millions and millions and billions of dollars are at stake, Chris, and I need you to pick the best four teams that are not only going to go ahead and, you know, give us the best games, but also going to draw the most viewers. Okay,
right?
And you would find a way to keep TCU out of this whole little thing and put it in USC.
Little thing. What an arrogant a-hole you are. This little thing. The 4-team playoffs, this little thing. Then why even play the season, Arnie? Why not just start the season with the 4-team playoffs? Let Georgia, Alabama, USC, and Ohio State play in the 4-team playoff, and then just crown your champion. If it's only about brands and who gives you the most TV ratings, just play it in the opening 2 weekends of the season.
I thought you said you came around seeing them my way about Alabama maybe sneaking back into this whole thing, you know?
Alabama is not sneaking back into this whole thing, but I found a path for you. I found a path.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle.
So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Hour 2 from the TireRack.com studios. What's going on?
Let's go.
With Arnie Spanier, I'm Chris Plank. Let's go. So did Shea end up getting in the game tonight? Arnie was watching his son play hockey on his iPhone.
The other goalie, our goalie, got into a fight in the shootout. And he got thrown out of the game, so Shea was on his way into the game. But before he got into the game, we had one more shot, and we put it in, and we won the game. So had he missed, it would have kept on going, and then Shea would have been into the game.
Ooh. So did he, get to do all the warm-up stretches
He did that before the game, but it was like a last-minute thing. And you know what's so funny is, I guess the coach said, I guess there was a couple other kids on the other team were chirping him and wanted to fight him. And my wife tells him, don't fight, your skin is so nice, please don't fight. I'm like, oh, geez, are you serious, man?
We need to teach Beth some more comebacks whenever it comes to
your skin
being
is so
in
nice.
Stands.
Your skin is so nice, don't fight, please, don't fight.
Man, for those that are wondering, because a couple have asked on the machine known as Twitter.com, where you can follow Arnie, at Stinkin' Genius One, I'm at Plank Show, and everybody should be following us at Fox Sports Radio. Why, Arnie, you are alone on Thanksgiving, and it's because your wife is actually out watching your son play in his professional hockey league.
Watertown, New York, so it's about like a 4.5-hour drive. I'm home working and taking care of the dogs. You know, it's just hard for us to travel with these dogs all over the place. So she went to go watch him play, and he suited up. So that was at least he got the suit up for the game. That's a plus.
Hey, can I real quick, you know, we joke about this a lot on our Sunday night show, where that's kind of Arnie's and my main gig here on Fox Sports Radio. We get to, depending on how you look at it, we either get to recap the weekend or kick off the week. Your choice. Arnie likes to kick off the week.
Yes.
I like to recap the weekend. Whatever it is, you can join us every Sunday night from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Central Time here on Fox Sports Radio. Since Get Back to Sports Guy lives like rent-free in my head, I want to bring this up quickly. I am deathly allergic to cats, Arnie.
It's bad.
If you ever want to get me cats.
It's good to know.
My wife and two daughters brought home a cat tonight.
Well, they didn't know you were allergic or what?
No. It's a very well-known thing that dad's allergic to cats. Like, just to kind of give you an idea, my daughter had piano lessons several years ago, and when she would go to the lady's house, the lady had a cat, and when my daughter would come home from being around it, I would suddenly look like one of those people that is allergic to peanut butter and eats peanut butter for the TikTok, right? Suddenly their faces
blow up. Eyes pop out and all swollen
and
all that.
Yeah. So I'm asking this. Is my family trying to kill me? We can go around the horn on this and get your takes. But when
Absolutely.
You know someone, you think so? What should I do then?
I mean, why would they bring home the cat if they knew it was going to make you sick and almost die? Obviously, they're like, hey, let's see how sick we can get daddy. We'll bring home a couple of cats and see what happens to him, huh?
There are some deeper ramifications that if I lay out the need for protection for our chickens or either to try to keep armadillos out of our backyard, you guys would really understand just how trying to be country I truly am. But at the core of this, Arnie, at the core of this, I mean, that's literally, that's just like, hey, Dad, we want you dead. We're bringing a cat. Around more, and they're like, "Oh, it's not going to be in the house or anything."
Was it a stray or something? What was it?
No. It's like a cat that's raised to. I'm not going to pretend to understand what's going on here. I just know that there is a stupid cat. So I guess my point is, if at any moment during this show tonight, like everyone should be listening tonight, because at any moment, either A, I could start sneezing uncontrollably, or B, Arnie, I could just drop dead. So, I mean, there is a lot of cool potential opportunities during this show. I thought it was weird yesterday when my wife asked me to sign that paperwork. And she's like, I'm like, what is it? She's like, it's just an extra insurance policy. Yeah, don't even worry about it.
Just in case, you know, when you get real old, you know, you just never know.
No, don't worry. This isn't something until much later in your life. All right, so we've got our eyes, while I prepare to pass, we've got our eyes on a couple of college football games that are going on right now. Florida State, who has moved into the top 20, is in a battle right now with about 9 minutes to go in the game. They lead Florida 38-31. It's been a fun game. I've been watching this Fresno State-Wyoming game. Fresno State's out of the blocks, rolling 16-0. Earlier today, Texas won. They took care of Baylor. Tulane might be on their way to the Sugar Bowl. They beat Cincinnati. UCLA survived over Cal, but we all know the big college football story today. Arnie's Arizona Wildcats took care of Arizona State.
I love that the mascots were throwing down. That was awesome. I'm just like cracking up, and they had to break it up too. And did you see the cheerleaders? The male cheerleaders were laughing that they were getting into it. It really is a hated rivalry. It really is. I enjoy.
Oh, it's the
so
best
much.
Rivalry, right? Yeah. It's the greatest rivalry in all the sports. I've got all kinds of college football stuff. I'm trying to save it until like hour three on this show. So we'll get you some key betting angles on Ohio State and Michigan if that's what you're into for tomorrow's game. I've got a couple injury updates. You know, both teams are down significant running backs, and we'll see who can go. Plus, a couple of other storylines. I've got my show prep sheet.
Who do you want
here.
To win, or who are you pulling for in that game?
Neither. I want Purdue to win the Big Ten championship this year after Iowa blew its chance to play in the Big Ten championship game. No, I'm kind of pulling for Ohio State. I think they're a really good team. They've battled injuries all year long. I do think Michigan is if you can make Michigan one-dimensional, they're in big trouble, right? You take away their running game, they're in big trouble. But we'll get to it in hour three, and I want to get your pick on it. Plus, I wrote this down. Who to root for if you want chaos is coming up in hour three for the college football playoff. But
I thought you were for soccer in Group B. I didn't know what you were going to say there. So
I told you, I love.
We did enough
the
soccer.
World Cup.
I know. Yeah, we did enough of that, right?
If you want to do a soccer conversation, you have to tag me out. Arnie doesn't watch wrestling. There's like six man tag matches back in the day, and there'd be two guys that are waiting. Alex Teichert is the guy you want to tag in if you want to talk soccer. I got to kick my feet up.
But you want to know something funny? Last night when I was filling in with VJ, we were on the air, and I said, you know what? If you are really into it, if you're a big soccer aficionado, tell us, you know, who's going to win the game. Because the USA is a big underdog. I'm wondering, do we have any chance whatsoever? Or is this really going to be a blowout? Am I just being a homer because I want USA to win? So tell me exactly why. You know, England's going to win or USA can keep it close to win. I'm telling you, there was not a lot of experts out there. It was just a lot of homerism. It was just like, USA, USA. You know, there wasn't as, you know, the big soccer aficionado like I thought there was going to be out there, you know?
Well, I mean, did you ask Alex?
No, he wasn't working yesterday, but we don't want to ask Alex anything, really, to be honest, you know?
Oh, I mean, I'm just telling you, if you want soccer expertise, you want to claim you want soccer insight. But if Alex came in here and started talking about the different attacking schemes, you'd start yelling, okay, you're fired.
I'd fall asleep for crying out loud. Stop.
Then quit asking for some sort of official breakdown.
The United States
does
a 4-1-2-4. Yes, we're going to break into that. That's to get more shots
okay.
there.
Did, did anyone just catch what just happened here? You complain that you didn't get enough experts helping you out to break this World Cup down, but then you openly admitted that if you did, you would be bored and it's not really what you wanted. So what do you want? Yeah, I was having this conversation with my son the other night. What do you want? What do you want? Do you just want someone to come in here and be like, yeah, we're going to beat them because we're faster? I mean, what do you want out of that? Right. And then you're mad exactly. Because you're not getting some sort of insight on it and analysis about, you know, striking and being physical and first touch and things of that nature and set pieces. Or you'd be like, I don't want to hear about that. By the way, and yet you're just dogging everyone because you're not hearing about it.
And also, I try to pick a hatred on the other team, and I'm like, I'm watching Harry Kane all the time, and he's a damn good player. But I'm like, yeah, he didn't do squat today. We held him scoreless. He didn't do squat today. You know, I wouldn't really, that wasn't that impressive today.
Yeah, he's terrible. He's the worst.
Could you imagine if we did like sports talk in England and I went on there and go, man, that Harry Kane, man, he didn't do squat today. This is the best you've got? What's wrong with you guys? What do you think would happen to me? What do you think the phone lines would be like if I did that?
Well, the same thing that you would do whenever you were on in Vermont in Boston and you would yell about how Tom Brady sucks and Bill Belichick is overrated.
No.
It'd be the exact same thing when you were on here in LA and you're like, oh, Laker fans. I mean, they're passionate, but they're not much more idiotic than we are.
You know how those soccer fans are. Stop. I mean, they'd be like hooligans for crying out loud. I go, come on, blokes, let's go. Let's see how great your Harry Kane is. And he didn't do squat against USA. I wouldn't be able to go out in public if I did sports talk in England.
You couldn't go out in public when you did sports talk in Los Angeles, Arnie.
That is
all right, I want to prove something to you, all right?
Yes.
Hey, is Alex Tyshirt, are you on mic, by the way? I don't know if he's running around. Is Tyshirt
What's
in
up?
Studio at all? Hey, give Arnie a good breakdown
Sounds
of what
like
you
Spicoli.
Need to see
What's
from
that?
The United States attack. What do you need to see about how the United – or what did you see today from how the United States was able to stifle England a little bit and not allow them to have an attack?
So the biggest thing that they did was honestly coming out of the gate with their energy since they're super young. So England, I think, was expecting a rollover or for U.S. to basically just say like, no, don't hurt us, England, which they didn't. So I mean like the coolest
right.
part about USA is that the goalie stepped up. The defense was on point, and the thing I loved the most is that Pulisic, he stepped up and showed his ability to be a leader, to guide, to put the presence on the field. This is exactly what I was hoping for in the first game, so now I know for a fact moving forward if they keep this energy and excitement and the position of power that they found themselves in for freaking finishing 0-0 to England, they are honestly not only going to advance, you could see them in the top four teams.
So there's a good breakdown. Arnie, wake up.
I got to say the same thing.
Yeah, Arnie, what did you tell me about Japan? Who are they going to beat?
Yeah, I mean, come on now. I said the same thing for crying out loud.
You said the same thing. You don't even know who Christian Pulisic is
if he wasn't
on the promo
no,
right
I watch
now.
It. I go, like I said, I watched it. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I had a good time watching it. I thought we had more chances to put that game away. I thought we could have gone ahead and just got that one goal. We had a couple good shots. We had more chances than England. That's for damn sure. And I do know that England is upset back home saying that they feel like it was a loss tying the USA. You know.
There you go. See, I know I'm parroting my take I had earlier. I don't need some intense – like whenever I try to talk to you about the importance of coordinators, you don't care. You're just like, oh, did the quarterback throw a touchdown? It's fine. You don't need that or want that. I don't need to dice up the X and O's, and you don't either. So quit acting like you do. You don't care. You just want USA to win.
Well, I just want to pretend like I'm official. You know what I mean? Like I'm doing my job. This is my job. You know, I got to pretend like I'm doing it. Stop.
All right, listen, before we get a break, let's dive into a couple of things. All right, Thanksgiving Day games from yesterday. Let's start early real quick, Arnie. What did we learn from the Bills and the Lions? I want to go first here real quick because I'm not trying to put, even though I feel like it's been a topic on our shows consistently for the last 3 weeks, I'm not trying to put Sean McDermott on the hot seat, but I don't necessarily know if the Bills have fixed everything yet, but I also understand they're not healthy, and I also understand that Josh Allen is dealing with something, and in the end, they're still winning games. So isn't there something to be said for that? Because I don't know, man. I've kind of expected a little bit more from the Bills over the last few weeks.
You expected a little bit more because before the season started, everybody was saying the Bills were the favorite along with Kansas City in the AFC. And the fact that Kansas City lost their wide receiver in Tyreek Hill. People were saying the Bills were the number one team. They already gave Josh Allen the MVP. He did not even he was like, I give him like a B yesterday or on Thursday, 24-42. You know, the team is just not gelling like I thought they were going to gel this year. All of a sudden, I'm not scared of the Bills like I was earlier in the year. I think the Dolphins will hang with them. It's going to be tough to still win the division because the Bills have really such a, I believe, an easier schedule. But, no, the Bills don't scare me at all, and really wish the Lions would have been able to get the upset yesterday.
Can I add one more thing that I think I learned? And, again, the bottom could fall out, and I know that Chris Perfett, our buddy in the overnights, is a Lions dude, and he might vehemently revolt against this. But I'm not trying to tell you that Dan Campbell's a great coach. I'm not telling you that he's got things figured out. But I feel like, Arnie, you know, the one thing I've learned over the last few weeks – I think he's going to get another year at the least, right?
Oh,
I think
he's a good motivator, if anything.
Right, and I think he's starting to surround himself with good coordinators and smart young coaches, passionate coaches. So I'm not trying to sit here and project that the Lions are going to go out and they're going to draft Bryce Young and look out, they're going to be incredible. But I do think that Detroit has themselves a guy that, they can ride for a little bit, and Dan Campbell, I dig it. I think they're playing fun football. They're fun to watch.
You can't draft a quarterback. The reason for that is you're on a roll now. The momentum is building now. You go to a rookie quarterback, it's like taking a step backwards. You either got to stay with the quarterback you've got now or go with another veteran to go ahead and continue going upward. If you go with a rookie quarterback, next thing you know, you're like, 2-15, 3-14, and you're starting all over from square one because he's got to learn, you know?
Well, a bridge. Get yourself your bridge court. Maybe that's Jared Goff. Draft a quarterback. Eyes are on Will Levis. I mean, I'm not seeing anything in Will Levis right now, but a lot of people still are. Right. I mean, I think you can. Are you telling me that you're set with Jared Goff for the next decade as Lions quarterback?
No. I said even if you didn't want Goff, you have to go with another veteran quarterback and bring somebody in. But no, I just said, I guess you could draft a rookie. You just can't play a rookie for a couple of years because you have to see where this momentum is taking you.
Do you realize how often you change your mind on that take?
Wow.
Because literally, like, no, I'm pointing out because I listen to you, right? We've done a show together for like a decade. Listen to what you say. You literally, like 2 weeks ago, said, well, you got to go get the young quarterback. You got him on a rookie contract, and you get him on the rookie contract, you can go get other pieces of your team. Now it's, you can't go get a rookie quarterback.
Well, that's
you
for the
go
Lions,
a veteran quarterback.
No, that's for the
Why
Lions.
Why would that be any different? Why would that be any different?
First time in a while that the Lions actually have some type of significance. If they would have won on Thursday, that would have been four in a row. I don't know the last time the Lions have won four games in a row. Probably with Alex Harris or something like that.
They haven't gone undefeated in November since, like, the pre-Thanksgiving Day games. But, Arnie, you're still talking about a team that's 4-7.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not talking about a team that's, you know, 8-8 and whatever. It's 8 plus 4 is 11. 8-3. You're not talking about a team that's 9-2 right now. They're still 4-7.
Well, it could have been
so
5
it's
or
not
6,
like
yeah,
they're rolling. I mean, well, the Broncos, if they scored 18 points in regulation, would be 9-1. Are we doing this now?
I just think they're such dogs. I see that stat now all over the place on Twitter, and I'm just laughing. You know, I'm like, stick to your 3-7 record because that's what you really are.
Exactly. Just like the Lions are a 4-7 football team.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
All right, it's Arnie and Plank sitting in for Jason.
Let's
and Mike.
Go.
We'll be back
Let's
with
go.
You on Sunday night. Sunday night from 10 p. to 1 a.
Well,
Central Time here on Fox Sports Radio.
Not
That's
exactly
our normal
true.
Slot.
Not true.
Okay.
I'll be here Sunday
why
morning
not?
And Sunday night.
Okay.
I'm doing a little double shift.
Congratulations.
On Sunday. No, you know I'm the
That's
football
awesome.
Expert, so they need me to do extra football stuff. You know that.
Scott, why do you do this to me, boss? I love you. I love you. I love working here. Why do you do this to me? It's the show so big they need an extra host. Is that kind of how we look at it? There's four guys on the schedule.
Yeah, I'm filling in for.
Well, then why do you need so many co-hosts?
I'm filling in for somebody. So I'm in with Furman for the first 2 hours, then Mike Harmon. And then Mike Harmon after that too. So that's what I'm doing Sunday morning.
So is it a 3 hour show or
4 hour
show? 4 hour
show. It's a 4 hour show. Come on, I always schedule myself on 4 hour shows. You know that.
So what time is that on Sunday morning? So everyone can get a double dose of Arnie this week.
6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern.
Ooh, prime slot, especially in the Central Time Zone. That's 5 a.m., baby. Let's go.
I got
a couple of quick tweets for you. Yeah, you do. Got a couple of tweets for you. Then I want to get to some college football stuff because I know you've been trying to figure out a way to get Alabama into the playoffs still. Yes. And I have a rooting guide for you if you want that chaos. And I've got some good notes here on previewing Michigan and Ohio State. I'm really excited to see. I think the Sunflower State Showdown is fun. I know it's not your Alabama and Michigan's, Arnie, but it's a fun game. I think Auburn-Alabama is going to be a good game. We'll get to those coming up here in just a bit. Rusev is the GOAT writes, Arnie went into full villain mode on the Bills and Josh Allen. But you've always been in villain mode with them, right?
Right. No, maybe it's because I filled in. I was working yesterday, so we were on after right. the game. And, we wanted, obviously, the Bills to lose. Me and VJ, both Dolphin fans, and it certainly would have helped us out. I don't know if they could go ahead and finish on top of that division and fight off the Bills. The Dolphins have a pretty tough schedule, and they do have, after the Texans, three games in a row on the road that are going to be pretty murderous. So it's going to be tough going from here on out.
Do you know who has the toughest schedule in the NFL left for the rest of 2022?
No, I don't have it in front of me. I used to have it in front of me, but go ahead.
Well, Tankathon actually has a list of the toughest NFL schedule strength for the rest of the way.
Okay.
And according to the way that they've calculated this, the team with the toughest strength of schedule is the New York Giants, where the winning percentage is .680 for the six games they have left. Left, which include two games against the Eagles, Arnie, and two games against the Washington Commanders. So they've got four divisional games left and only one game against the team. The Vikings are in there too for the Giants and one game left against the Colts. So to one of your questions you had asked in our pre-show rundown, teams that you think will struggle down the stretch, teams that you think will roll down the stretch, I think that's a pretty good indication with what's left on the schedule for the Giants. They got a really good chance to be in that group that's going to struggle down the stretch.
You know what's so funny about that? I think up till now they've had one of the easiest schedules, I think, of any team in the NFL. At least it looked easy before the start of the season when we were deciding who can go from worst to first. But we'll see how they handle it down the stretch. They can find themselves not making the playoffs. I think the Jets and the Giants, can you imagine they were loving things in New York and all of a sudden they went from two
right.
teams? I mean, there had been some deranged New Yorkers too going, you mark my words, hey, this is Petey from the Bronx, and I'm telling you now, Jets and Giants in the Super Bowl. Shut up, Petey. They had to have been knuckleheads like that. Now, both of them might not even make the playoffs, for crying out loud.
You know, I heard the promo in that last break. Are people in New York, really defending Zach Wilson? Like, had that been a thing that was going on? And I feel like I've probably taken too much sports, but I feel like New York has, been consistently killing Daniel Jones and Zach Wilson. But today I got into it on Twitter, on DMs, and on another show I was doing with someone that was like, yeah, I'd be fair. Daniel Jones doesn't have anything around him. But so has New York kind of started a 180 and defend these guys for some reason? Or
I don't know anybody.
Am I losing my mind here?
I don't think I know anybody that's defended Zach Wilson except maybe a family member.
Okay.
There's nothing I find endearing about the guy, and the 77 yards was just enough for me to draw the line also and say, that matter of fact, not only was that enough to draw the line that says you're out of here for the next game, that might have been enough to say, you know what, he's just not going to work out. I mean, I probably knew that even before the 77 yards, but no.
Right,
I don't know
right.
anybody that's defending this guy. You can't defend him, Chris. Yeah.
Well, a family member or maybe a family member's mom.
Yes.
Hey, did you see what I did? That's a recall.
I know you did.
Some
yes,
of you guys
you
get.
Did.
You got. You, all right. Very good. JP hits us up on Twitter and writes, after the Thanksgiving Day games, I know this. Arnie's pick of the decade was gold. Move
yes.
over Todd Furman.
Yep. 3-0 on my NFL picks, but I went 0-4 in my college. So I didn't really work out. Didn't work out so good,
hey,
you know.
So are you seeing any other picks of the decade potentially for you coming up this weekend or no?
I have them in front of me, but no, that was the one. Oh, you can only have one pick of the
That's
decade.
Special?
Yeah, you can only have one of those.
All right. Well, I mean, you're going to forget this pick of the deck. Well, no, you won't forget this one because you got it right. And then one more here real quick from Scotty. We were talking about the battle between teams that are in a position with maybe a veteran quarterback. And the Lions were the example. You're like, oh, the Lions can't go get a rookie quarterback. That'll set them back, which I then reminded you they're a 4-7 football team. But in your mind, you don't worry about getting a young quarterback. You maybe find a veteran bridge, right? Well, Scotty asks a very good question on Twitter. Do you think Hendon Hooker is a guy that could be a fit? He'll miss a portion of the off/preseason anyway. Let him learn and rehab while you still have your veterans. So
no, absolutely.
And that's
a great point. Absolutely.
That's a good one, I think.
Again, that goes back to what you said. Yes, you could draft a quarterback like that, but he's not going to play for like 2 years. 1 year to get him mentally and physically ready, and another year to just kind of learn. Or maybe he'll learn by the second year, but yeah, he's got some rehab to do, so he could just sit and learn and figure things out from there, you know?
You realize by the time the draft comes around, Hendon Hooker is going to be 25 years old? Like, literally, he turns 25 on January 13th. So he's not your typical, quote-unquote, rookie quarterback. So I like that idea. By the way, sidebar real quick on Hendon Hooker.
Yes.
I still have him on my Heisman ballot right now. Should I not?
Because well, he's not
the
injury win it,
and the
but,
fact they lost?
Yeah, he's not going to win it, but he should still be on the ballot, I guess. I mean, if he was...
You get three.
I was going to say, if you were going to take 4 or 5 people to New York, he might be one of them. At least I think he would if he wasn't hurt. But, at least he deserves that type of respect, that's for sure.
Yeah, you get 3 on your ballot. But I do think that more than anything else, Arnie, the bottom line is he's pretty interesting, right, with what Hendon Hooker has been able to do this year. Because you've got to have Caleb Williams on your ballot with what he's doing at USC, unless he has a 5-interception performance or something. And then, let's see, what would be the other one? Maybe C.J. Stroud. Maybe if Blake Corum does something big this weekend, he can re-enter the chat a bit. Some people were trying to make a campaign for Bijan Robinson, but I mean, in the biggest game this year against TCU for Texas, he didn't do anything. So I think you're looking at maybe what 3 or 4 guys that should be in this mix right now. And I can't. What about Max Duggan at TCU and what he's done?
I like him.
Feel like you don't have to dig too much to find Heisman candidates right now.
No, let me ask you this about Hooker, though. Is that a detriment to him as his age, or is that a plus by some teams? I don't really know.
Yeah, that's a good question, because I'm sure there's going to be a stat that pops out where someone will say, by the time he's drafted, he'll end up being younger than a Joe Burrow or something of that nature. Though Joe Burrow does turn 26 here in a couple of weeks. So you're drafting Hendon Hooker for a freshman or a first year in the NFL, and Joe Burrow is entering, his third year in the NFL, and you got a 25-year-old rookie by the time the season rolls around. It's a good question. I think it would be case by case. I think in a situation like Detroit, that might be interesting, right? Because you're not rushing him to play and you can take your time. I'm also curious more than anything else, and this is really getting in the weeds, so maybe I need to eject from this segment quickly because it could become real draft nerd talk. I'm just intrigued by how teams view him, right? Is he going to be a second-day pick? Are they going to look at him as someone who needs to be in a specific kind of offense because he failed the two other players? Let me rephrase that. He didn't do as well as he did at Tennessee, as he did at his other two stops. So Is it, a specific type of offense? So that's probably too far in
that's
the weeds.
I'll be intrigued to see
how his NFL draft stock is evaluated.
No, I agree with that also. That's a good point out there. There's going to be a lot of stuff. His age, is he a certain offensive type that's going to fit into one certain offense? That's going to be one of the intriguing things about him and where he's going to go. That's for sure.
It's Arnie and Plank on a Fox. I almost said Fox Football Sunday because I'm so used to it. On a Fox Football Friday. And, of course, as always, we come to you from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com. who will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. So, Arnie, here's my question for you going into tomorrow, knowing that the bevy of what I say is big-time matchups, you only care about one game. Are you rooting for absolute chaos? Do you want this to be a mess whenever we're headed towards championship weekend with the conference championships, or are you wanting it to be clean and easy for the playoff committee? What is Arnie Spanier truly rooting for?
Chaos or clean and easy? No, chaos. There's no clean and easy about me any which way is possible. But then again, it's not like, I mean, what's going to happen if Michigan loses? Are they definitely going to be out? Is that the way this thing is going to work? What's going to happen if Ohio State loses? Man, I would love for TCU to lose. I'm just hoping they get tripped up along the way. And then what happens if USC doesn't finish things out against like Notre Dame? Then it's really going to be, why is that how you're going to put in Alabama if all those things happen? Is that the way it's going to work or what?
Okay, I want to. Alex, can you queue up Wednesday night's show so we don't have to do this again here on a Friday night? Why are you rooting against TCU? What is it about TCU that you don't like?
There are three fans.
They have a decent fan base.
Somebody's going to take that. They're going to say, oh, you blank you. Come on, man. No, come on.
Well, look,
What?
They've got more fans in Arizona. You're begging to get into their conference. You're sitting here knowing that the Pac-12 is doomed, and you're like, gosh, get us into the Big 12. So what is so unlikable, unwatchable, unbearable for you when it comes to TCU?
It's not that they're unbearable or unlikable. If you're just asking me what's the four teams I want, I wanted to see Georgia, Ohio State, Michigan, and USC. And if one of them has to be eliminated, I don't want to see TCU in there. I'd rather go ahead and get a LSU in there or find another way for Alabama to get in there. I'm not big on Clemson, but they certainly deserve to be in the talk. So that I just want to see like a big USC team in there. And if you say I'm wrong about that, you could take that up with Colin, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, I heard his take on what separates Alabama, and I guess their loss to Texas their win against Texas is the greatest thing ever, but TCU's win over Texas, I guess, doesn't matter. Here's the thing, more than anything else. Watch TCU, all right? Take your stupid biased blinders off and sit and watch them play. They're a good football team. They're a fun football team. Max Duggan, and listen, you're making me support something that I don't feel like I want to support, but I'm going to. Their quarterback was their backup to start the season.
Yeah, it's
and
true.
He had started
yeah, he
three
job.
Previous
yeah,
years.
Yeah, yeah absolutely.
And he
you're
won
right.
it back, and now he's a Heisman candidate. Quentin Johnston is a top 10 pick in the NFL drafted wide receiver. All the receivers are beasts, like 6'3 and above. Kendre Miller is an absolute freak at running back, and they hit you. They've knocked five starting quarterbacks out this season. They are a wagon on defense. Arnie, I challenge you to sit and watch them next week in the Big 12 championship game and come away still complaining. I'm not telling you that anyone's going to beat Georgia this year because that's on another level.
I was just about
Look
to say
what Georgia they... did to yeah. Oregon. Oh, just give me 2 seconds. 2 seconds, dude. You've got 4 hours on Sunday and 3 hours on Sunday night. Can I just finish this? Look at what Georgia did to Oregon to start this season and how everyone was just losing their mind over Oregon as the season progressed. Oh, Bo Nix, and they bounced back. But what happened when they went up against Georgia? If you say Georgia would blow them out, Georgia's blowing out pretty much everyone in college football right now. So if that's going to be your comparison, then we just need to go ahead and crown Georgia because they're on another level right now. Dude, you would have so much fun watching TCU. It's a good football team. Just because you don't know them.
No, that's not the point. I've seen a bunch of TCU games, but if they play Georgia, I have Georgia winning 49-17. So it's not
if
even
you had
to be
Georgia
close.
Playing anyone, you have them winning 49-17. Who do you not have Georgia beating
Arizona,
by three scores?
Other than Arizona, nobody. Well, you know what though? I think Michigan.
I think
would put
our
them
conversation
up a good game.
Is over.
No, stop. Just kidding about that. I think Michigan.
Have you seen Michigan
game.
Try to throw the football?
What are you saying that they wouldn't be able to stop Georgia? Wouldn't even be close. You're saying Georgia would run away over Michigan?
I mean, hold on. If just I had some evidence of what would happen when Georgia and Michigan played in the 14. If just there was, oh, that's right, they played last year in the 14 playoff, and what happened?
How about, you know what? How about if we just say Michigan is like Kentucky? Well, how did Kentucky do against Georgia?
Georgia Tech shut them down. Or Georgia shut them down.
It was 16-6, though, was it?
When won the football game.
Score? Yeah, 16-6.
Yeah, 16-6. Did they win the game?
Well, that's a pretty close
game,
though.
Arnie, what was the final score when your beloved Michigan Wolverines played Georgia in the 14 playoff last year?
I don't remember the final score on that one.
Of course you don't, because it's not convenient to your argument. Georgia is on another level. Yes, you're going to have games every now and then that teams play them close. It happens. But when it comes to primetime, when it comes to the playoffs, they're going to kick the absolute ever-loving S out of you. Final score last year in the playoffs, Georgia 34, Michigan 11. With that mighty 131 passing yards from the Michigan Wolverines. Stop it. You have to accept that Georgia's just on another level from everyone else. And if you compare them, if you get in that mindset of trying to compare them, it's like comparing every person on the planet to a supermodel or every guy to, give me a good-looking dude. It used to be Fabio, but I don't think we can use that anymore.
No, I don't think. I think that's past, but, yeah. So you tell me that.
Yeah,
who's the best,
I think that's kind of fat.
Who's the best matchup for Georgia then in the 14 playoff? Who would give them the best
Alabama.
Game then? Yeah, yeah, you're probably right about that.
Alabama, they absolutely are. Georgia's going to win the national championship again. Don't give me USC. I like USC. I love Caleb Williams. Stetson Bennett would throw for 400 yards.
Yeah, I was
going
to say
USC.
Defensively, they're not going to be able to stop Georgia, though.
You know what? You know what? I'll add another. I think Ohio State could play with Georgia. The problem with Ohio State is, where are they healthy right now, right? They're kind of dinged up. But before we can talk about Ohio State and Georgia, Arnie, we've got to get Ohio State past Michigan. That has been the team up north has been the, I get, anchor around their neck for the last 365 days. And now you come into this game, you've got injuries galore for Michigan, you've got injuries galore for Ohio State, but guess who's not injured? C.J. Stroud. I know you got your picks coming up later on,
right,
but you sound like a guy that's going with Michigan in this game?
I'm taking the points, though. I think it's too many points. You know, I thought that was disrespectful, even with the injuries. 7.5. I thought it was going to be like 3.5, 4 when the line came out. That's why I was a little shocked about that.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.